The U.S. Senate has ratified new sanctions against Iran just ahead of fresh talks between Iran and the P5+1 group in Baghdad. The sanctions target foreign banks working with the Iranian oil sector. Tehran is already dealing with several rounds of U.S.-led sanctions over its nuclear energy program. A day before Tehran's talks, Iran's nuclear negotiator meets Iraq's prime minister. Top negotiator Saeed Jalili says the location of the talks being in Baghdad shows security and stability in Iraq. He expressed hope the meeting would be a good start for local, international and nuclear talks. Japan's economic uncertainty is lingering. Rating agency Fitch downgrades the country's credit score 2 notches from AA rating to A+. The agency is also warning against the growing risks for Japan's sovereign credit profile. Japan's national debt is now twice its gross domestic product. Europe on the verge of recession. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development warns the 17-country eurozone risks falling into a severe recession. It's called on governments and Europe's central bank to act quickly to avoid dragging down the global economy. France predicts a much harder time in the eurozone if Greece leaves the region. Finance Minister Pierre Moscovici says Athens' possible exit may cause the debt crisis to spread in the eurozone. He said Paris will work to avoid that at all costs. Just a day to go to Egypt's presidential election, and the people are set to vote for the first time in 50 years. The poll is expected to be the most competitive presidential election in Egypt's history. It comes a year after the fall of former President Hosni Mubarak. Just like a scene in a thriller movie, but this time for real. An Indian passenger train and a freight train have crashed head-on. The accident has left at least 25 dead and dozens more injured. Rescuers have managed to save 70 people from the crash. And a new era in space exploration. For the first time, a private company has launched a spacecraft to the International Space Station. Less than 10 minutes later, the rocket owned by Space Exploration Technologies delivered its cargo.